saying, they're putting it in your face. Regardless of what side you're on, it's there.
Yeah, it's true. Go ahead, brothers. I put my two cents in the field. Go ahead, let it roll.
I mean, GP was bringing up a lot of good points. The thing with Kamala, I'll talk about Kamala for a second. When it comes to that caste system stuff, it's beyond class. Class is only one part of the caste system. See, in the caste system, caste comes first, and it's even more important than class. In America, we're used to understanding things from a class-based perspective. Somebody makes more money, somebody makes less money, somebody has more access, somebody has less access. In places like India or anywhere else where you have caste-based systems, the caste is the social insiders of everything, and then it turns to class. Caste comes above class, and that's what a lot of people don't understand in those types of systems. You know, it's harder to figure out because we judge everything by class here. They judge everything by caste first. Black race. You know,
mm-hmm.
That works. And I'm sure GP can talk about that further. But to be honest, these types of things have happened inside of politics and inside of the Democratic Party. In general, for a long time, you know, it's like that, you know, and I think it's going to get even worse, because now you have somebody who can do all the things, the dirty work on the under, while the person who's actually the president can basically wake up and say what day it is, and he would be considered to be successful. It's a low bar. It's a completely low bar. It's an artificially low bar. You know, part of the reason why these people get manipulated like this is because they've been living this way in democratic areas for so long, and they don't understand that there are consequences to that. You know, All this stuff is like a dog and pony show, all these props, right? Like, look, I believe in the whole mask mandate thing. But if you're going to say that you believe in mask mandates, then the mask mandates have to be there at all times, not when it's convenient. You know, okay, you were blaming Trump, as you should, for the super spreader rallies. But you guys had super spreader rallies all over the country yesterday. And this is me as a left wing. You can probably consider me more of an FDR Democrat. But this Democratic Party is not a part of the FDR Democrats. This Democratic Party was taken over by Clinton and Biden and all the corporatists. And basically what they did in 1994 and even before that is they put in policies to completely destroy the family structure of not just black men. Black men bore the brunt of it, but there were a lot of Latino men and a lot of other men that dealt with the brunt of this as well. And here we are nominating somebody that basically did that. And that is shameful.
Uh-huh.
Anybody who's dancing in the street for somebody who basically goes and nominates people like that is shameful. And here's the thing, right? Like, I left the Democratic Party in 2016 because I couldn't do it anymore. I was a progressive, I thought elections being stolen in the primary everywhere in the country.
Uh-huh.
And that's what made me leave the Democratic Party. And I say, I see the same stuff happening in 2020, in the primaries, in the generals. Like, this is beyond who you support, right? Like, if you can't go to the polls, vote for somebody, find out where your vote is going, make sure that it was tallied, and make sure that your paper ballot wasn't counted. I said paper ballot, not a machine. Paper ballot. Then there's no reason to even vote. And we should have learned this in 2000 with Gore when they pulled that shit. But we did. And systematically, things happen to people in this country that systematically break down the functions of our democracy. Happens all the time.
Gotcha.
You know, like, all right, look, let's bring it up. 1 to 100 in terms of crack or cocaine. Who put that in? Joe Biden put that in the crime bill. Okay. Mandatory minimums, crime bill. 3-strike law, crime bill. NAFTA, Joe Biden supported. Got rid of hundreds of thousands of jobs all over the country for about 2 decades. Joe Biden supported it. There's a litany of things Joe Biden supported and Kamala Harris did on the state level. You know, she's talking about being a progressive prosecutor and stuff like that. You know, that's not shown in her DA record. I mean, you know, she loved to basically throw innocent people in jail, including a lot of black men, a lot of Latino men, a lot of men with circumstantial evidence at its best were thrown into jail with no legal recourse. She's saying that she was, you know, she's for non-cash bail. She never said that. She's saying that she's, you know, pro-marijuana legalization. She stood up against legalization in this state. Period. So, like, look, what's happening is the dirty work's going to be done by her. He's going to basically be going to wake up every day, take his medicine, and basically just be barely above function. Meanwhile, people get torn out the frame with nothing happening in terms of 3-strike laws and terrible sentencing guidelines. Those are the things that we have to focus on. Those are the things that we have to fight for. And because Democrats don't have a majority, and even if they did have a majority in the Senate, they have no political will. What's going to happen is we're going to use bipartisanship, and both parties are going to manipulate their way into making our lives worse.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you, brother. What's going
on? Kamala Harris.
Yeah. I haven't seen her you in a while.
Nah, bro. I just been busy kind of taking care of business.
Okay.
Sometimes when you're working a little too hard, you know, you gotta go to sleep early every once in a while.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're here, brother. That's all. Just making sure you're all right.
Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you. Let me make this announcement. We're gonna keep this going. My channel is the Underrated Dark Joe Street, the Underrated One, the number one grinder. I will come back tonight, the Underrated Mukbang 7. Go Professor, you're gonna love what I'm gonna do. It's gonna be a possible dessert. Now, my mukbang is different because I make it. I created it. And at the same time, we usually have a great conversation. So if y'all ain't got nothing to do tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're welcome to come back. We can continue the conversation, or I got something to say. So, anybody want to elaborate on that? Feel free, please.
Yeah. I agree to what my man was expressing about Kamala and et cetera, et cetera. But what I tend to go back to is what I originally was saying, witnessing the negotiations. Okay, you're witnessing with the gynocracy making different moves to achieve that government ran by women. That's what you're witnessing. Hence what my man just said. Joe, if they get in there like that, Joe is going to be Bush, and Kamala is going to be Dick Cheney.
Right, exactly.
This is what's going to happen. The negotiation is being made and is being put in your face. Mm-hmm. All them people out there dancing, thinking, you know, they've made a great achievement and all like that. Well, okay, pay attention. Uh-huh. Pay attention. I'm saying this is a high level of negotiations going on. Uh-huh. They was putting it out to you before they. You know how you know get somebody, you lull somebody to sleep, yeah. And the next thing you know, they got you with something. That's what was happening. They was lulling you to sleep. You know, the alphabet people need this. we want to have equal rights for everyone. This is all lives matter. You know, black people matter too, but all lives matter. See, they was lulling you to sleep.
Night.
Now we here, right? And they still keeping you asleep. They still keeping you asleep. I'm gonna just throw this out there, and you guys can elaborate. I'm gonna just throw this out there. You know, if you are about your people, and you know, I would say that the political process, a lot of us are still learning. Okay, we're still learning. But I would dare to say, I'm asking you guys, if you are about your people, right? And we know there's histories on both sides. You know, we know this, right? But you have these two people, two individuals whose history has been put in your face. Laid out. They've said what they have said. Why would you say, oh, you know what? They're going to be the best for us. I'm just throwing this out.
You know, oh, man.
If you are about your people, but the history of these two people, now, once again, you know, both sides have history now. They, you know, they just come at it a different angle.
A lot of history.
I'm just saying, you know, you have people who will say, you know, that was in the past. You know, don't worry about that. We're talking about now. Okay, let's go with that. This was recent. This wasn't 20 years ago. This was
right. Combo happened in 2014.
This is recent. And I'm saying, I'm just throwing this out there. If these people are saying, you know what, we're not going to do too much for you, but both of me, if you are really about your people, why would you support someone who is continuing, who desires to uphold their career? And their career is saying, hey, you know, yes, I was part of that crime bill. I helped orchestrate it. Yes, I enforced truancy laws, and I ensured that black men stayed in jail, and we needed that. We needed them to help contribute to the workforce when it came to these forest fires, right? Why would you continually support that if you are about your people? I'm just throw that out there. I'm just asking a question.
Because the fact of the matter is that, you know, from the beginning, from the beginning, they were getting, like, I'll talk about the liberal black women. They're getting their free, they're getting the right to, you know, more rights to have abortion, and gays are getting more rights to do more access to freedoms that they would have for heterosexual couples. And that's just basically why they're looking at their free Section 8. Most of these feminist black women, that's what they want. So they don't care if the world burns around them as long as they get what they want. That's like, you know, majority of these blacks, they voted for Biden because he was the one who hid his racism. While for Trump, he said, Trump said he was the least racist person to know. And Biden was a person that he hid his racism. But the fact of the matter is, he has a history of being racist. He said the word nigger before. We don't need no more nigger judges. We don't need more of these nigger this, nigger that. He's talked about Haiti. You know, I'm more concerned about Bosnia, but for Haiti, whether it floats or crashes into the sea, it's no consequence to us. He said that when it came to black policy, foreign policy. He has said that, but they don't, you know, most liberal blacks don't see about that. They see about emotions and, you know, what can I get out of this? Can I be a victim? Can I be able to still kill my kid if it's an inconvenience for me? That's what they care about.
Hey, listen. I'm gonna throw this out there as well. I based my vote on what is the system that will continue to be in place? What needs to be worked on? What needs to be torn down? What needs to be torn down, and a whole thing needs to be started over.
Okay.
I based my vote on that. What is going to change? Who aggravates that?
Well, this two-party system needs to go, because we need more than just two parties for all 50 states. We need more than two parties, but we're not going to have that, and the independent vote is not respected. Okay? It's not. Okay. And they'll keep gerrymandering. They'll keep moving the goalposts. But that's not, it's not going to move, because, you know, we have another society over the society that we live in now, a shadow government, what JFK talked about. I know it sounds conspiracy theory, but JFK did talk about this. He did talk about a shadow government, secret societies. And I really believe that, especially the way this election went down.
Okay, hold on 1 second, because after you make your point, Professor, I want other brothers to get into it too. I want Mason Man to get into it. I want Mike Boston to get into it. I want Black Star to get into it. So after you make your point, go, Professor, we're gonna hit Black Star. No, we're gonna hit Black Star, Information Man, and Mike Boston. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I get what you're saying, but I'm expressing to you how I thought about my vote. Okay. I thought about my vote and what my desire is. We all know that there's this system. These systems are not conducive to our being, especially you, black man, me, black man. We understand that to a degree, and especially us in this space, right? So I based my vote on those parameters and And here's how I came to my vote and who I decided to vote for. I voted for Heath Ledger. If you know who Heath Ledger is, Heath Ledger is the character, the Joker. who played in Batman. I don't remember exactly which one, but he was the best Joker ever. He committed suicide, you know, but he was the best Joker ever. If you really go back and watch the Batman and the Joker, right? Mm-hmm. And how the Joker moved, right? The Joker had no friends, none, on either side. Everybody hated the Joker. Even there was no woman that could even be in his space, right? The Joker. And I just want y'all to think about how I positioned my vote. My vote was for the Joker. It may sound kind of funny, but it's more sinisterly calculated. I'm gonna leave that on the table right there.
Okay.
So people would say that Trump is the Joker.
All right. Black Star. Yes, brother. Hey, I'm gonna say what I gotta say here right now, and then I'm gonna dip out, bro. I got some things to do, but I wanted to.
Okay, thank you. And your last remarks with it too, please.
Okay. Oh man, that got reset. Yeah, it seemed like for us, you know, especially as black men, man, we have to take a look at, I know we're talking about voting and everything. We got to really run it back to where things really started to go different from us, because the vote has been even more devalued with the present day movements that's going on in the country. And as we know, the civil rights movement back, you know, it's an exception. You know, we were at the forefront of all this. But over time, we've been infiltrated by other entities who have completely taken it over now. And they have actually been able to separate from us, black man from black woman, and to a degree, because, you know, now you got the gay and lesbian movement exploding all over the world. And it's like, you know, you can't even watch a black show anymore without having it being more prominent than just the black one. They've made it synonymous with us. So with that being said, the Black Lives Matter movement and all this, going back to Martin Luther King and Bayard Rustin, you know, that was always the thing. They were always laying in the wing, but they always put themselves there to take all the workforce of what's going on in the world, and then we suffer all the ramifications for what happens. Like even right now, did you notice how at the end of this election, the last few counties that they went down to, they made sure to mention that they were, you know, mostly urban counties, so basically black people, right? So that when he wins, it's going to be the perception to the Trump supporters who are, you know, of that racist element. The first thing they want to do is blame us. So who are they going to come after? They're going to come after the gay people, or they're going to come after us? They're coming after us. So we have to always take the brunt force of everything. What I want to say before I dip out of here is we black men need to have something that speaks for us. And I'm not trying to say this to cause division, because I love my sisters and I want us all to work together. But if we don't get back to the head of our movement and have something on the agenda specifically for us, man, we're done. You're not even going to be able to talk to a woman on the street. You're not even going to say, hey, sister, you look good, you look nice today. They want to prosecute you for that. That's where we're going. The Me Too movement, the Black Lives Matter movement, all that stuff, they are anti-black men, number one. And all of the previous things stated by the brothers about Joe Biden and the three strikes law, the mandatory sentences, and all those type of things. That's the shit that's waiting on us coming forward. I'm sorry about my language there, but that's what's coming for us. And we have to prepare ourselves for that. And brothers got to be unified. We can't look at each other no more with no type of disdain, mean mongering each other in no way, shape, or form, because we need each other. You know, because we got more and more of us on this LGBT stuff, man. Every time you look at TV, he's a hairdresser. He's doing them. Look at these cats, man. Who on the other side of the fence of these white racists? Guys that want to go out and be active and murder people and stuff, but who are they worried about those guys? Not at all. Now, what if the perception is that all of us are like that? That means that all of us, we're forced to fight. We have no choice in the matter. We got to come together and be in a unified front and make sure that things are put in place that will push our own agenda so that we're taking care of moving forward in the future. If not, man, this could be the end of us. And I'm not for that, not even a little bit. So, you know, I encourage everybody to say their piece whenever possible, spread the word, especially with the youth, the young brothers coming up, because they are really attacking them. They're the ones that they're really trying to transform for the future, you know, and our future depends on that. If we don't hit our youngsters on this stuff, man, they're going to fall prey to all this.
because they're going to pass laws to where you're not going to be able to be dissent. You're not going to be able to say, I don't like that, or this is wrong. You know, you're not even going to be able to turn a gay man down if he flirted at you. I mean, imagine that, bro. You out somewhere.
Facts. You with your facts. Baby. Yep.
One of these cats come up to you, hey, bro, you know what I'm down again. You know, you can't even knock his motherfucking teeth down his throat, because if you do, you going to jail. Because you, it's a hate crime on you. Something wrong with you because you didn't go with what he got to say.
Or if he's your boss and you say no, and he's like, what? You refusing me? That's discrimination.
Exactly. And that's the trick bag they're building for us right now, brother. And black manhood is the number one item in their sights, man. The Kenyan government gave $600,000. Well, no, the U.S. government gave $600,000 to the Kenyan government to do a research on black masculinity. They put two criteria. One, he had to be masculine. He had to be progressive. Oh, my God. There was two other things that was listed, man. Oh, gosh. I hate when that happens. But there was four criteria that they had, and they were all aimed right at us brothers. You know, we were heterosexual, aggressive, and we were successful. Oh, man, one more. There was four, and those, if you met those four, they did a study about them and the effects of these ones. We were being set up as terrorists in the future. That's what the study is. They're doing this in a foreign country, but they're going to bring this, their findings over here. And why did they choose an African nation? Why they chose an African man? Because they're targeting the ones here first. So we're at the front lines here in the U.S. We're at the front lines of this battle. And we're going to have to stand strong. And brothers are going to have to realize that, hey, we home team. You see another straight black man on the street, man, hey, y'all brothers. If y'all got any beef, chicks, whatever be the case, man, let that shit go. We got to be focused on this because our survival depends on it. Our whole family, the whole nation depends on this. You know, I personally am not a voter. I'm not for that. I'm for going somewhere and building our own, starting from scratch, because can't nobody do it like we do it. And we need to go out here and make sure that we do it. But that's all I got to say right now, good brothers. It's been a pleasure meeting all you brothers, man. I'm going to
thank you
when I get a chance. And hopefully
we'll meet up. Black Star, if you remember my email, this is my secondary email. It's all in low caps. JTBlackStar49@gmail.com. I want you to email me later so I could plug you in, because I want to do something. When I want to talk to you, I want to do something.
Yeah, bro. You know, I was thinking that same. I was gonna hit you in the back, but yeah, bro. I'm 1,000% with that, bro. No problem with that. And I'm gonna try to remember that, but I'll look back at this replay and I'll get it again either way. But like I said, I gotta dip out. But I'll be back.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna hit you on the Facebook, and I'm gonna leave it right there. Okay, so you can get it. Don't worry about it. I'll leave it on Facebook. Wait on, all right?
Okay, that'll work, my brother. I sure appreciate that, man. We're going to keep the link, and we're going to keep moving forward.
Definitely.
Peace and love to all the brothers, man. And keep moving forward, bro.
All right, thank you.
I got something else to say as well before I dip out as well. It's like,
okay,
I understand, you know, coming together, but you can't bring everybody to the promised land. You got to find out who they are before. You know, because businesses are run with families. You know, you have people with like-minded mentalities. And if you just accept everybody that's black, you're going to have problems because you don't know where their ideals are, you know, how they react under pressure, you know. And, you know, this shadow government that's in the works now that is basically going to try and make blacks pay for voting against the Democratic Party, they're going to start coming for blacks who think differently, who are going to fight against this Equality Act, and not going to let, you know, their identity get changed by this brave new world type of new world order. That's what's coming. This is coming to slowly the new world order.
Well, I would say it's already here. This is why, because the black man has always been the center of everything. You know, the system's just refining itself to adjust to or to keep moving forward. It refines itself. And we've continued to be that focus all the way up to now. This is it's been in action.